She's gonna discuss Rabbi Akiva Eiger. We'll do the Yerushalmi and just get a few more of the shittas that are out there. And then after that, I just wanted to map out the various shittas between like what is necessary and what isn't necessary in order to be chai for kosev. And then hopefully we'll have time to get to the Rambam, the shita of the Rambam. There seems to be a stira within the Rambam and how to deal with that. So we pointed out yesterday the Rashash. Rashash is of the opinion in explaining Rashi, where he says that you're chayv even for the Tanakhama, you're chayv even if you just write Aleph Aleph. Rashash explains that when the Gemara discusses the fact that you need a word, that's only when your kavanah is for a word. If your kavanah is to write a word, the end result has to be a word. There might be a chiddush that you could write less, write Noach Minachor, you could write less, but in the end of the day, beis and melachos al Shabbos, you have to write a word. And that's how he explains the Tanakhama is fitting with Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Akiva Eiger gives a slightly different answer. And he says that the Tanakhama is its own shita. You don't have to fit it with Rabbi Yehuda. You could just say that the Tanakhama holds, you don't have to have any word. That's the opinion of the Tanakhama. Not that it has to fit with Rabbi Yehuda or any other shita in the Braisa. The Tanakhama is its own shita, and it doesn't require a word. At the end of the day, both for the Rashash and for Rabbi Akiva Eiger, this shita the Tanakhama holds differently than what one would have thought just by reading the Gemara. From reading the Gemara, you would think that you have to write a word. Comes the Rashash and Rabbi Akiva Eiger slightly differently, each one slightly different than the other one, but in the end of the day, the Tanakhama would hold that you do not have to write a word at all. So we'll come back to this when we map out the different shitas. Also, let's get to the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi understands Rabbi Huda and this opinion of the Rabbanan that they quote as having slightly different shittas than our Gemara. So let's see this Yerushalmi inside. Yerushalmi in Shabbos, Yed Beis Gimel, Halacha Gimel, in the Mar Makom, Shitani, B'Shem Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Huda, Kasar Shnei Osios Shavim, V'Hin Shem Chayev, Kegon, Sos Tod Gag Rad Chach. Rabbi Huda says that if you write two osios, and even if they're the same, as long as it's a word, it needs to be a word, but even if the letters are themselves the same letter, like gag, chach, so then you're chayav. So already, just within Rabbi Yehuda, in our Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda held that you need to have different letters. Comes Yerushalmi and says that for within Rabbi Yehuda, it could even be the same letter, as long as it creates some sort of word. That's the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbanan Amri, Beis Osios B'chol Makom. It says Beis Osios B'chol Makom, and the idea behind the Rabbanan, as we can see, as we read the Yerushalmi, is that it doesn't have to constitute a word, but the Rabbanan hold that it has to be different letters. We'll see from later on in the Yerushalmi. It does not have to be a word, but it does have to be different letters. The Gemara goes on, it says that there's kulas and chumras bein l'Rabbi Yehuda, bein l'Rabbanon. Ashri chas amar kalas v'chamras, adri Yehuda kalas v'chamras, adri Rabbanon kalas adri Rabbi Yehuda. It says there's kulas and chumras both for Rabbanon and for Rabbi Yehuda. For the Rabbanon, there's a kula over Rabbi Yehuda in the following case. Kasar shtei osios shavin, v'hein shem. Let's say you write the same letter twice, and it's a word. So al daita Rabbi Yehuda chayev, al daita Rabbanan pater. Since for Rabbi Yehuda, you're chayev even if it's the same letter, so you'll be chayev because it's a word, and it's you're chayev even for the same letter. For the Rabbanan, you'll be pater. Kol al the Rabbanan, but you can have a kula. Rabbi Yehuda can have a kula of the Rabbanan in the following case. Shtei osios mikol makom alfa pish in shem. If you have two different letters, even though it's not a word, so al daita de Rabbanan chayev, for the Rabbanan will be chayev, because in the end of the day, it's two different letters, and you need a word. Al daita de Rabbi Yehuda, sorry, you don't need a word for the Rabbanan, you don't need a word, but you need it to be two different letters, so you'll be chayev, because you have two different letters. Al daita de Rabbi Yehuda pater, Rabbi Yehuda will hold that you're pater, because you need to have a word. And you don't have a word in that case, even though it's two different letters, you need to have a word. Then there what comes out is two other shittas here, which we don't have in our Gemara. Rabbi Yehuda holds that you need to have a word, but it could be the same letter, which is different than the shittas Rabbi Yehuda in our Gemara. And the Rabbanan hold that it doesn't have to be a word parallel to the Rosh Hashanah and Rabbi Akiva Eiger in the Tanakhama, that you don't need a word, but the Rabbanon hold that it has to be two different letters. So we have some Rabbanon here that it does not have to be a word, but it has to be two different letters.
To clarify, Rabbi Huda holds that
it needs to be a word.
It has to be two of the same letters?
No, you'll be chayv, even, yeah.
But if it's a word, then it's two different letters. Then
Yeah. Okay, so those are two different shittas which are found in the Yerushalmi that we don't have in the Bavli. So now that we have all these different ideas out there, so I just want to map out the various shittas that you've seen from the Gemara and the Bavli, from the Yerushalmi, and to put them in some sort of order and to try to understand where they're coming from. So we'll go from, I don't know if it's most chumer, but most expansive to less expansive. That's how we'll try to order it. So there are those that say that you're chayv even without writing a word. This is the category. Without even writing a word, two letters, without a word, you're chayv. So who do we see so far? So that's the Rosh Hashanah, according to the Tanakhama. That's Rabbi Akiva Eiger, according to the Tanakhama. They hold that you do not have to write a word. You're chayv just writing two letters. We also saw just now that the Rabbanon within the Yerushalmi, they also hold that you're chayv without writing a word. Except that they're slightly different. They say you need specifically two different letters. You don't have to write a word, but you have to have two different letters. The question is, what's this idea? We've seen this also in our Gemara, according to Rabbi Yehuda, but what's this idea that you need to have two different letters? Why do you need two different letters? What difference does it make whether you write the same letter twice or you write two different letters? But what's the idea behind this? So I don't have a great answer, but perhaps the idea is as follows. You need to have two different letters. Well, let's say you had the same letter. You had Aleph Aleph, or Beis Beis. You had the same letter twice. So even if it constitutes a word, let's say, even if it were to constitute a word, from an outsider's perspective, when they see two letters that are exactly the same, one next to another, so you're just viewing that as just a repetition, just like it's repetitive, it's a repetitive letters that are going one after another. So maybe that's not, it's just when you repeat that which you've already done, so that's not a new Devar Chashuv, even if it creates a word on its own. If you know the language, it creates a word. But from an outsider's perspective, it's just viewed as something which is repetitive. You just wrote the same letter twice, so maybe that's not viewed as a Devar Chashuv, and we have to look at it from an outsider's perspective. It's just you've repeated the same thing. As opposed to created something new, you have repeated the same thing. You wrote Aleph Aleph. That's just a repetition. That's not a new Devar Chashuv from an outsider's perspective.
Who is this outsider?
Somebody who doesn't know the language. Language is very subjective. Language was created by the culture. So anybody who doesn't know that language, so then from them, from their perspective, it's just you just have just repeated. I don't know. That's a good question. Why we review from that perspective?
I thought it's all Tanya and your das. Like if I wanted to write like shame shimon, right? If I wanted to just write shame,
part of it is Tanya and your das, and part of it is objective. Meaning, it's not like completely subjective and completely.
But this is not even a case where objectivity and subjectivity come in. When I write, let's say, two shins.
Yeah.
So nobody knows if I'm repeating or if I'm writing Sheish. Those are two equally valid opportunities.
I mean, it's true, but somebody who knows the language would assume that you're writing a word, and somebody who doesn't will just think that you just have two of the same that appear, so it's not less of a Devar Chashuv. As to why, I'm not sure, but that would be like an idea behind it. Yeah.
I'd assumed from the beginning that it was like an intent thing. You could argue that like if you write the same letter twice, that there's like less intent there than like two different letters.
Well, the intent, you know whether the intent is there.
Yeah, but I mean, in terms of like it being like deliberate, less deliberate, I guess.
Yeah, but deliberate really has to do with your own kavana. So that should really be not about what results in the paper and more about what you're thinking. So if you're thinking to write that, so then that would be, then that's deliberate. So regardless of how it appears on the paper, then if you had kavana to write it, you had kavana to write it. You have a question? No.
Did you make up the Sfera? Did you show us
the word? I made it up. Okay. That's one level, where you don't have to have Kavanah for words. And so that was the Shita of the Tanakhama, and that was the Shita of the Rabbanon according to the Yerushalmi, with the slight change that it has to be different letters. The next level is that it has to have some meaning behind it, but it doesn't have to be a word. And that was the Hav Mina within Reb Shimon, in the Gemara in Kuf Gimel and Beis. There's a Hav Mina within in the Gemara, according to Reb Shimon, that if you have Aleph Aleph, the Zercha, so then you would be Chayev, because Aleph Aleph at least is used in some meaningful way. Even though it's not a word, Rashi explains that it has no meaning in terms of creating a word through the two letters, but it is used in a meaningful way because it's used for their kamios. It's used. At some point in time, it's used, so therefore, you'd be chai for that. So that's like, you don't require a word, but it can't be nothing. It can't be just two random letters. It has to be used in some sort of meaningful way without it being translated into a language. And then finally, we have the third category where you actually have to have kavana for a word. Assuming not like the Rishash. The Rishash seems to hold that, according to everybody, the whole discussion of words in the Gemara is dafka when you have kavana for a word, so then you need to write a word. But if you don't have kavana for a word, if you have kavana just to write aleph aleph, so then you'd be chayav just for aleph aleph, according to all the opinions in the Gemara. But assuming not like the Rishash, assuming like Rabbi Akiva Eiger, who says the Tanakhama is a different shita than all the other opinions, so then all the other opinions in the Gemara assume that you have to write a word. Rabbi Yehuda would hold you have to write a word, Rabbi Shimon would hold you have to write a word, Rabbi Gamliel, the Rebbe of Rabbi Yehuda would hold that you have to write a word. That's all according to Rabbi Akiva Eiger. According to Rishash, you never have to write a word, according to all the shitas. But according to Rabbi Akiva Eiger, who creates this machlokas between the Tanakhama and all the other shitas, so then all the other shitas would require a word. So within requiring a word, so then we have differences.
The Rishash says who's under that category?
Well, he's only discussing Rabbi Yehuda, but I would assume that whatever svara he gives for Rabbi Yehuda would also apply to Rabbi Gamliel and to Rabbi Shimon. They're only discussing what happens if you have kavanah to write something larger, a sentence or a bigger word, and you end up writing just a smaller word. So that's the context of all those other shitas. I'm not discussing Rabbi Yossi right now. Rabbi Yossi is about Roshim. Within all those other shitas, within Rabbi Yehuda, within Rabbi Gamliel, within Rabbi Shimon, so do they require a word or do they not require a word? According to the Rishash, we do not require a word. If your kavanah is not for a word, you'll be chayv if you do not write a word. If your kavanah is for a word, you have to write a word. According to Rabbi Akiva Eiger, no. All those shitas hold that you always have to write a word. Even though they're in the context of having kavanah for a word, even if you don't have kavanah for a word, you still need to write a word. You always have to write a word. You always have to have kavanah to write a word. But within that, there are slight differences. So Rabbi Gamliel holds that you'll be chayv even if it's the same letter. Even if it's the same letter, you'll also be chayv. So already has his cases on Kuf Gimel Beis. Gag, different cases there where if you write the same letter, so then you'll be chayv. Rabbi Yehuda, in the Yerushalmi, also holds like this. Rabbi Yehuda in the Yerushalmi is the same shita as Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Yehuda in the Yerushalmi says that you have to write a word, and it could also be the same letter. Rabbi Yehuda in the Bavli holds that it has to be a different letter. It has to be a word, but it could be, but it needs to be a different letter. And I assume the svar for that, if what I said was true from beforehand, so then you could extend it to Rabbi Yehuda in our Gemara. Rabbi Yehuda says you need to write a word, so it has to be that it's a word for that language. And in addition to that, it has to be that from an outsider's perspective, it's not viewed as something which is just repetitive. It has to be that they could tell that there's two different letters going on here. It's not just a repetitive writing.
So are we only assuming they only have this requirement of it being a word if you had kavanah for a larger word, or at any time?
No, at any time. You always need to have kavanah for a word, and then you have to come out with a word. You cannot.
I'm saying, like, let's say, like, if you did like Shem Shmuel. So like,
yeah.
In that situation, well, that would not be the same letter, but like in such a situation, that's, even if you only had kavanah to write like chet chet, then
you'd also be chet for that. Yeah. Yeah. The chiddush is that if you had kavanah for Shmuel, then you write shame. So that's a chiddush that you'd be chayav for that. But for sure, if you're a chim, then you'd be chayav for shim. We might see as far otherwise in the Rambam, but as of now, that's true. And then finally, you have Reb Shimon, who says that you have to write down the whole word that you had kavanah for. If you had kavanah for a pasuk, then you still have to write that whole word. You can't just write a small word within a large word. You actually have to write that which you're mechavin to, but it doesn't have to be the whole pasuk. It could just be a word. One of the words that you're mechavin to, as long as you write that word, so then you'll be chayav for that.
Who says that?
That's Reb Shimon. That's Reb Shimon in the end. So those are all the different shittas within a word. Okay, so now that we have all the shittas, let's get to the Rambam. The big question on the Rambam is that the Rambam doesn't go and point to anybody, and he says certain problem. So let's go through this Rambam. There are two Rambams that I want to look at. I want to look at the Rambam in Shabbos Aleph Yadalid, and the second Rambam is Yud Aleph Yud. So let's see Rambam Aleph Yudalin. This is in Perek Aleph. In Perek Aleph, he's just discussing the Klalim of Hilchos Shabbos. So in Aleph Yudalin, he says, Klal miskaven lasos malacha b'Shabbos v'hischlaba v'asa kishir chayev. Whoever had kavanah to do a malacha on Shabbos and he started it, even if he didn't complete that which he was mechavin to, but he just started it and he did the proper amount, so then he's chayev. Af b'shalo hishlam kol ha-malacha sh'niskaven la'shlima. Even though you didn't have kavanah, even though you didn't complete the entire intent, the entire intent wasn't fulfilled, but as long as enough of it, of the shir, was fulfilled, so then you're chayav. Ketzad, what's the case? And now he gets the kosev. Harish niskavin lichto vigaris v'shtar b'shabbos. Ein omrim lo yischayav ze ad shiyashim chetzo v'yichlov kol ha-shtar kol ha-yigaris. We don't say that you're chayav until you write the entire letter, or the entire document. Elam mishiyichtov shtei osios yischayav. Once you write two letters, then you're chayav. He just says, just writing two letters. Osios. Chayiv. He doesn't go further than this. In our Gemara, we said that at least it has to be, create a word, or something. The most makel opinion, which is the opinion of Rav Gamliel, says that at least you have to create a word when it comes to intent. So, what happened to the creation of a word? The Rambam doesn't seem to be going like anybody, because he says as long as you have two letters, it doesn't say whether you have a word or don't have a word. Says that you're chayiv. So even the Tanakhama, they said that that's only if you had kavanah to write those two letters.
So that can't be. Oh,
so here you're having kavanah to write. Here you're having kavanah to write a whole word. So you want to suggest that that's pshat in the Tanakhama. Pshat in the Tanakhama is that even if you have kavanah to write, so it's just a little difficult because Rabbi Yehuda seems to be coming up with this idea of having kavanah to write a larger word and then you end up writing less. We'll get to that. This might be an explanation in the Rambam. We'll get to that. But this is a new shita that we haven't seen so far, because the way we've understood the Tanakhama until now, if it ends up being just aleph aleph, was that you only had kavanah for aleph aleph, not that you had kavanah to write a word. Until now, we assume that if you have kavanah to write a word, it has to be a word. So comes the Rambam and he says that if you have kavanah to write a word, as long as it's shtei osios, you will be chayav. It's a little strange also because in Yir Aleph Yud, he seems to require a word. Hakosev os kfula pamaim. V'hu shem echad k'mo da tat gag rar shash sas chach chayev. He says one who writes the same letter twice and ends up being shem echad, ends up being a name, so then you're chayev. So in halacha yud, in the alf yud, he says that if you write the same letter twice, in order to be chayev, you need to write the word. It has to be a word. It's not like if you write just any two letters, you're chayev, but it has to be a word. So I don't understand. In Yud Aleph Yud, he's telling us that you have to write a word. When it's the same letter twice, you have to write a word. In Aleph Yud Aleph, he seems to say that as long as you write two letters, even though it's not a word. He doesn't mention the idea that it has to be a word. So how do you put these two Rambams together? So our first question is, Shtei Osios, How does that fit with the Gemara? Whose sheet is that in the Gemara? And the second question is that it just seems to be that the Rambam sosters himself. Between Aleph Yud Aleph, he says, it seems to be that he doesn't require a word. And then on Yud Aleph Yud, he does require a word.
Because all of his examples are words?
He says, but who Shem Echad? He says explicitly, it has to be Shem Echad. It has to be Shem Echad there does not mean, there it's in contrast to Osios, meaning Shem Echad there does not mean Shem Echad of the Gemara. It doesn't mean two different letters, because he's dealing with the same letter. It means it has to be a word. So there it has to be a word. So how do you deal with that?
How is this the first part of the Rambam? How is that not like the Rishash and the Tanakama? Because like, why can't we just say that it's talking about when you have, he's saying that when you have Kavanah to write. Oh no, because he's talking about a case.
No, it's in a case where you have Kavanah for, yeah, for yeah, something bigger. Okay, so how do you deal with the stira? So one way to deal with the stira, we're going to give three answers. One way to deal with the stira is to say that the Rambam, where he says that you're writing two letters, what's the context there? That's in Aleph Yudalev. That's in the very beginning of Hilchos Shabbos, where he's discussing the klalim. The klalim, the general klalim of Hilchos Shabbos. So when he's discussing the general klalim of Hilchos Shabbos, he doesn't have to get into the pratim of the dinim of Kosev. When we get to Kosev, I'll tell you the halachas of Kosev. When we get to the to Perek Yud Aleph, I'll discuss Kosev. So it's not really true when he says two osios, two letters, he doesn't really mean two osios and not a word. He's really referring to a word. He really means a word. Ayin l'kaman, when I get to Hilchos Kosev, where I say that you have to write a word, so you'll see that it's lav dafka, that I really mean that you have to write a word. And so really the Rambam's holding that you always have to write a word. And when you have kavanah to write a bigger word, and the end result has to be that you write a smaller word. And it's always that you have to write a word. Over here, he's lav dafka, he's not getting into the details of Kosev, so he doesn't explicate that you have to write a word. But lamaisa, you do have to write a word. Yeah. Okay, so that's a good question. That he could have just. It's a good question. Well, he still has to write Teosios. He still has to say they have to write two. But it has to create a word. He could say Teosios v'hu Shem Echad. It's a valid point. It's a valid point that the Rambam, it would have been very easy for the Rambam just to write v'hu Shem Echad to get out of the whole problem. That's the first answer that's given. The second answer that's given is, if you saw the Meiri, it seems to be that the Meiri quotes this idea. And also, this is found in the Menachas Chinuch. The Menachas Chinuch explains this for the Rambam as well. Really, the Rambam over here, this is the only kimta you have to make, the Rambam over here is dealing with an Aleph Yudalid, in the beginning of dealing with where you're writing two different letters. When you're writing two different letters, so then you'll be chayav even if it doesn't create a word. If it's two different letters. In Yud Aleph Yud, what was the case in Yud Aleph Yud? That's where you're writing the same letter. When you're writing the same letter twice, so then in order to be chayav for that, it has to come out and be Shem Echad. It has to be a word. You have to write a word if it's the same letter. But if it's two different letters, so then you don't have to write a word.
Asking like both things
in Yerushalmi, or like, so it ends up being he's not passing like one specific shita that's found. He's incorporating both. So at the end of the day, what comes out for the Rambam is that you have to have something. You have to have some interaction between the two letters. It's either that the two letters, by being a word, the two letters combine create a word, even if it's the same letter. Or the two letters show a contrast between the two. That you have Aleph Gimel. So it shows a contrast between the two. You have two different letters. And so it's showing me that there's some sort of language here. There's some sort of alphabet. It's not just the same letter without any meaning whatsoever. But it has to be different letters to show that there's some sort of language here. There's a structure to a language here by having two different letters.
So based on that, we're going to discuss spacing.
We're going to discuss that. That's the Gemara discusses. We'll get to that. About how much they have to relate to each other. We'll get to that. So that's the second suggestion that's given. And if you saw the Meiri, he sort of hints to this. And towards the end of the Meiri, he says that B'shtei yosios miyav, it's afapishi in teva, b'shem makum kugon alef, akuf, obeiz, v'samach, kiyotu behen chayev. It's two different letters, even if it doesn't create a word, so then you're chayev. But earlier he says if it's the same letter, it has to create a word. So the Meiri also hints to this. And that's how the Menachas Chanuch understands the Rambam. So either you say the Rambam, the first answer that we gave says that the Rambam was working off the Hilchos Kosev. That don't take Aleph Yudalid in isolation. Ayin Hilchos Kosev to see what he holds in terms of that. The second answer is saying that no, they're really independent. But Aleph Yudalid is dealing with where they're two different letters. Aleph Yudalid is dealing with where they're two different letters, and then Yid Aleph Yud is dealing with where they're the same letter. When they're the same letter, they have to create a name. You're in Yid Aleph Tess? Where are you?
In Yid Aleph Tess, it says that Kosev Shteyos is Chayev. Why did you raise the stira between Parak Aleph and Parak Yud Aleph when in Parak Yud Aleph itself he says also Kosev Shteyos is Chayev?
Yeah, I guess it's, saying why don't you just go to Tess?
Or I guess
it's really
meaning
it's really going to be for the next answer that there'll be an after me. I assume that, but all the other answers that we gave until now, except the first answer. The first answer is also going to say halacha tes is really relying on halacha yud. It's easier just to say tes and yud are really going together. And then that's going on both. That's really why they don't ask on tes. Is going on both shteyosios and os achas. That's it's really shemachot just explaining both. The Eben Ezel explains the Rambam as follows. He says, Aleph Yudalid is dealing with which case? Aleph Yudalid is dealing with the case where you have Kavana to write a bigger word. You have another question?
Yeah, I think I figured out the Rambam thing. So in case of the Rambam, maybe it's what Andrew about to give, but he's talking about like finishing stuff, completing stuff. When you're writing a letter, though, you're not going to just write two random letters. You're writing like a full star or something. You don't write two letters. Like
the cases where you just write two letters.
No, but in Aleph Yudalid.
You wanted to write a whole document,
yeah.
But in the end, you only wrote two letters.
Two letters, but since it's not talking about two random letters, because nobody writes just two random letters when they're writing a document.
But he did just write
words.
He only wrote two random letters in the end. In the end of the day, he only wrote two letters.
No, he started to write the words, so he intended to write a full word, but he only wrote the two letters in the beginning of the word.
Exactly. He only wrote two letters in the end. If you wrote more than that, then you're high for every word that you write. He only wrote two letters in the end. He wanted to write a whole document, and he only wrote two letters.
That's the
What do you mean that they're not accidental?
Yeah.
The language of a document is precise, so it's intentional to write whatever you're writing.
The two letters still don't make necessarily
the
make
two
a
letters
word.
Don't, he wanted to write a whole document. In the end, he just wrote A, B.
No, but it's like Aleph to Azraka, meaning like, yeah, like the Raz Chilof, right? That like, since it's part of larger.
Yeah, but the Ron, it said that at least in the end of the day, you have to write a word.
Okay.
We're going to get to an answer that's similar to what you're saying. But I think it's the exact opposite of the Rashash and the Ron. The Eben Ezel explains as follows. Aleph Yudal is dealing with where you have Kavana to write a word. The Chiyuv, explains Eben Ezel, is that you have to write a word. Between these two letters, a word has to come out. But Kavana could play such a big role in the Melacha, in Melachos in general, and specifically in Melachos Kosev, that the fact that you had Kavana to write a word, in the end of the day, if you just wrote two letters and not a word, you'll still be Chayev. Because Kavana plays such a strong role. Since your Kavana was to write a word, it doesn't make a difference whether in the end of the day you wrote a word or not. Because Kavana plays such a strong role. So your Kavana was to write a word. In the end of the day, what happened? You didn't write a word. But it doesn't make a difference, because since your Kavana was to write a word, so then you'll be chayiv even if you just write two letters. And it doesn't constitute a word. That's an Aleph Yudalid. But in Yud Aleph, Yud, it's just, you're writing whatever you intended to write. So there, you have to have Kavana for the word there. It has to be that you end up writing a word. You're only writing a two-letter something. So that something has to be a word. That has to be a word. Uhushemecha, that has to be a word. So when your kavana is to write a bigger word, more than two letters, so then those two letters, that doesn't have to create a word. Because your kavana is the main factor here. Your kavana is to write a word, you decide even if you don't end up writing, you have to write two letters, but it doesn't have to create a word. And that's what's going on in Aleph Yud-Aleph. Yud Aleph Yud, so you're only writing two letters. So those two letters have to create a word. Your kavana there has to be to create a word, because that's what we care about. We care about your kavana, which is to create a word. That's what the Evan Ezel explains. It's similar to what you were saying, but it's about your kavana being the main identifying factor here. This ends up being somewhat the exact opposite of the Rosh Hash. Think about it. The Rosh Hash said that it's not really about your kavana that plays the role here. It's about the fact that in the end of the day, you have to write that which you intended. It's not about a word. According to Evan Ezel, you have to write a word. That's the main factor here. So you have to write that word. According to Rosh Hash, it's not about a word. It's purely about just your kavana. If your kavana is to write just two random letters, you'll be chayav for those two random letters. If your kavana is to write a word, so then you have to end up writing a word. But only because that was your kavana. But ultimately, you don't have to write a word. You could just write Aleph Aleph. But according to the Evan Ezel, you have to write a word. But once your kavana is to write a word, it doesn't have to result in being a word. It's purely about your kavana. Once your kavana is for a word, you don't have to end up writing a word. You could just write two random letters, which is what the Rambam is saying here in Aleph Yudalit. Just to review for the Rambam, there seems to be a stira between Aleph Yudalit and Yud Aleph Yud as to whether the letters have to constitute a word or not. In Aleph Yudalit, it seems like it did not have to constitute a word. And then in Yud Aleph Yud, he says, v'hushimecha, that you do have to write a word. So we gave three different answers. The first answer we gave was that Aleph Yudal, the very beginning of Hilchos Shabbos, is really just saying, it's not going into specifics, and we'll rely on what we see later on with regards to Kosev, exactly how to be chayav for Kosev. That was the first answer we gave. The second answer we gave was based on the Minchas Chinuch. It's also found in other places, in the Meiri, and other places, where the Rambam is saying that you need to have either two different letters. They make an akimta that Aleph Yudal is dealing with a case where you write two different letters. You either have to have two different letters, or if it's the same letter, it has to create a word. Yud Aleph Yud is where it's the same letter, that has to create a word. If it's two different letters, it doesn't have to create a word, because there has to be at least some sort of meaningful statement that exists between the two letters. Either it creates a word, or it creates a contrast. That's what the Minchas Chinuch says. And finally, we gave the answer to Evan Ezel, where he says, Aleph Yudalit is really the exception. Aleph Yudalit is the case where you have Kavana to write a bigger word. The Kavana is the identifying factor as to whether you'll be Chayav or not. You have to have Kavana to write a word. Whether you wrote a word in the end or not doesn't make a difference. You have to have Kavana to write a word. So if you have Kavana to write a bigger word, as long as you just wrote two letters, you'll be Chayav. In Yud Aleph Yud, you're only writing two letters. So you have to have Kavana that those two letters are a word, and then at the end of the day, they end up becoming a word. But the main factor here is your kavana to be a word. Once your kavana is to write a word, so then regardless of what you write, whatever two letters you write, you'll be chayav for that. Just to conclude, the Mishnah Brura in Shin Mem Chav Beis, Os Hei and Ches, he just points out that with regards to all these halachas of the Rambam, he paskins like all these halachas for whatever the Rambam holds. He also paskins like. Tomorrow we're gonna go right through in the Gemara. Okay, we'll stop there.